Suppose we just read the report. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We all now have the National Intelligence Estimate just declassified by the president, so suppose we just read what it says, because it proposes a victory strategy. Quote, the jihadists' greatest vulnerability is that their ultimate political solution, an ultra-conservative interpretation of Sharia-based governance spanning the Muslim world, is unpopular with the vast majority of Muslims. Exposing the religious and political straitjacket that is implied by the jihadist propaganda would help to divide them from the audiences they seek to persuade. The Muslim mainstream emerges as the most powerful weapon in the war on terror, unquote. In other words, yes, we can win, and our main weapon needs to be an all-out, fully mobilized, laser-guided public debate. The president and the other Western leaders have to stand up, admit their mistakes, and then challenge Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri and the other icons of al-Qaeda to publicly describe the kind of governments their movement plans to impose. Let them describe a life where imams make all your decisions, where you're told what schools to attend, what to wear, what to watch, and where not only Islam, but a specific interpretation of Islam must be accepted on pain of death. The intelligence estimate is saying that we've made America the issue, when what we ought to do is make ultra-conservative Islam the issue. One look at the blue jeans in Tehran and you realize that is the war we can win. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.